Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
Very concerned about it.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. State lawmakers have just two more days of session until their planned summer break. What is the latest on roads funding?
Where they're leaning right now is to sort of have kind of a proposal A, sort of Hobson's choice, in which they would apparently try to raise the wholesale gas tax, but give voters an option, as I understand it. They could replace that or supplement it by voting to increase the sales tax by 1 or maybe 1.25% in November. Now, Democrats don't want that. Democrats are very much against this. They think it's a tax that punishes poor people and people who don't drive, and that it's a regressive tax. And what's important is while they're certainly outnumbered, they can't put anything on the ballot without a two-thirds vote, which means they need Democratic votes from the House. And the Democrats are trying to extract some concession to do that. But it's crunch time, and they may be there quite late tonight. And oddly, no one's talking about extending and, you know, God forbid, work longer than they want to before taking a break. But we'll just have to see what happens.
What happens if lawmakers don't pass a roads funding bill?
There's a lot of citizen outrage over the condition of the roads. Republicans very quickly dropped any talk of another tax cut. And if the legislature fails to do that, all incumbents might face the threat of being punished by enraged voters.
Let's talk about education. Officials with the Kalamazoo Promise Scholarship announced yesterday that the program is going to expand to private schools. The program provides money for college tuition to students in the Kalamazoo public school system. Students can get a full ride if they've been in KPS since kindergarten. But Jack, only about 20% of the students who get the grants actually complete a degree. So how effective is this program?
Well, that would make it look like it's not very effective, but I think those numbers may be deceiving. They're kind of baffling to me. First of all, more and more people don't complete college in just 4 years. Some kids in Kalamazoo probably go out of state if they're affluent enough and want to do that. I'm really kind of questioning those numbers here, but what is clear is that some kids have definitely been helped. My own thought is that a lot of, after teaching at university for years and years, is that many kids would do much better if they did a national service year, did something for a year or two before going to college, but we just don't know. But this is good news in that it expands the number of colleges to which people can go in Kalamazoo, and any given the cost of education, anything that helps people make getting an education easier is a good thing.
And finally, about 1,000 Detroit kids won't be able to go to Head Start next year. That's because district officials didn't complete the application in time. How did this happen?
This is something I'm going to talk about more at 1:30 today. It's impossible to know how you could exaggerate how awful this is and the degree of incompetence and whatever happened, the school district didn't get their application in on time. They claim technical difficulties. Everyone else in the country seemed to know how to do it. And oddly enough, they don't seem to be very outraged about it. They tried to sort of excuse it away and say they'll get some Head Start readiness funding from the state. But the bottom line is that Head Start is one of the most successful federal pre-education programs, the most successful one ever. No children need it more than the kids in Detroit public schools, the ones who are left. Well over 80% of them are living in poverty or deep poverty, and this is their only chance to be ready for school. And due to an utter inexplicable failure, the school has lost $4 million, lost 950 slots for these at-risk kids, and this makes the job of bringing Detroit back all that much harder.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.